Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon.
Hello and welcome into the soul of business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Melissa Hyag. And joining me today on Money FM 89.3 is Sammy Amous, Vice President of Asia Pacific and Japan at Avaya. Hello, Sammy. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Melissa. Thanks for having me.
Hi. Perhaps you can just help me introduce why we're speaking to you about this topic. What does Avaya do?
Absolutely. We are a cloud-based, pure-play employee and customer experience company. So we help connect customers and their organizations and employees amongst themselves using real-time communication channels.
Mm-hmm. And then that's what makes it so important to be talking to someone like you about the kind of challenges, right, that businesses are facing with this hybrid work movement.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
So, Avaya has been providing these kinds of solutions for many years. And for us, remote work has always been sort of like a perk. You know, it's something you do every once in a while if you need to stay at home to take care of your family or something like that. I think the pandemic obviously forced that into the forefront with everyone. And a lot of companies have to scramble with what to do. How flexible should they have the work environment and which tools that employees need to remain effective and productive in their organizations. So yes, we are absolutely at the forefront of helping companies fix this problem.
Now, would you say, but what are the kind of key challenges that business are facing? You know, if you could just maybe name two or three common ones that your clients, right, have come to you and say, hey, we really, really need help with this. Which are the three?
Sure. I think, what we do is technology. Obviously, we can help our customers. But I think that the main challenge that most companies are grappling with is what's the right balance? How much do we ask people to come to the office and how much do we give them the flexibility to work from home? So from that point of view, honestly, that remains a challenge I think that all companies are going to have to experiment with. Where we help is what tools do those employees need to use to remain effective and productive in working from home or in the office? So we've recently, specifically for Singapore, launched a mid-market product focused on remote work called the Avaya Cloud Office. And that tool just really helps people to work together remotely. So you can get video conferencing, you can share content, you can seamlessly continue calls between devices. So imagine that you might be at home, you're leaving your home office, you're heading out to your physical company office, so you can easily continue running your calls or your video calls and continue your collaboration.
Mm.
And that way, the tools work also are what we call, they retain the history and the context of your conversation, so that if there are people in the office and people who are working remotely working together, they both have access to the same set of information.
Right. That's really, really helpful. In terms of embracing the technology, right? And I mean, now we're talking about businesses that have already identified their issues, you know, they're willing to, you know, look to technology to help them solve the issues. In trying to integrate that or introduce this new technology, right, into the business, what are some of the concerns for these companies?
I think that the concerns are several. Like any new technology, I think the number one thing that companies think about is adoption. So how easy is it for the tool to be used? How quickly will employees embrace the tool and start using it? Mm. I think that's something that solutions nowadays are more or less easy to use. Something that is cloud-based obviously makes things even easier because you don't have to worry about rollout or deployment. You can just allow your employees to start using it. There's a mixture of tools, so that's another challenge. Employees will tend to have access and options. So how do you make sure that all the tools work together? That's another challenge I think companies are facing. As an organization, once you choose a tool, you'll have to worry about things like compliance and security and safety and make sure that nothing leaks out. So I think all of these concerns are what companies think about when deploying new technologies.
Mm. And did you find that employees also, how quickly could they get on board this new technology? Because that's one of the key concerns, right? You mentioned that the employers have.
Yeah. You know, we find that most employees will pick up new technology relatively quickly. The question is not whether they start using it. I think the question that most companies have is, how well are these tools being used? And, you know, if you think your average IT device, you know, think of your mobile phone or a new laptop that someone has purchased, it might have, you know, 50, 60 usable features that are important to you as a user, but you might only use 5 or 6. So the question then becomes not an issue of use, but an issue of adoption. So, you know, one of the things that we focus on is when we present a solution to a customer is we revisit them. So after 3 months of usage, we go back to the teams and we have a quick questionnaire. Are you using features 5, 6, and 7? Are they being effective? Mm. Is there any feedback you can give us to improve the tools? So you go from using to adopting. And that's the focus of what we talk about is user adoption.
Mm-hmm. Now they mentioned adoption. Why is it critical, you think, for SMEs in particular, dare we say in particular, for them to innovate and to reevaluate their operational roadmaps to make this adoption of technology a number one priority for them?
So I think as an SME, I think most SMEs think about how can they compete in the market. So some SMEs can just have like a very special niche product that no one else can compete with. But I think those are the exception rather than the rule. I think SMEs just compete with agility, flexibility, price. But they also need to compete with the larger organizations on talent retention. So they have to deal with two things. First of all, how can I make use of my employees to the best extent possible? If I'm a multinational, I have 500 employees. If half of them work from home and the other half come to the office, I still have a certain level of engagement. If I'm an SME and I have 10 or 15 employees, taking full advantage of my team becomes a critical priority. So making sure you have the right tools and making sure those teams are effective, but also making the work environment flexible and easy enough and rewarding enough so that I don't have to fight for talent with multinationals. Mm. Because sometimes I can't match their salary, sometimes I can't match their benefits, but what I can do is make sure that my environment is more engaged, easier to work with, more collaborative, and everyone just feels a sense of fulfillment that you might not get working in a larger multinational.
Mm. Now, for businesses, right, an important element and probably a strong motivating factor for them to embrace technology is also productivity, right? So what advice do you have for businesses to ensure that their workforce, you know, is becoming more productive after all the investment in technology?
I think the first thing that companies need to look at is measuring what is important to them. So when I say productive, is it hours worked? I would argue that that's not the best measure. I think there should be better measures of how productive employees are. It could be the output of what they're producing. It could be how engaged they are. It could be customer satisfaction surveys. It could be performance feedback from teams. So there are different measures that we can look at. I think that's the first area, to make sure that we are measuring the correct things. If we just measure hours worked or adherence to schedule, I think that's not a very effective way of looking at productivity. The second area, and I think I touched on several times in the chat, has to do with focusing on making sure that the work is flexible and employees remain engaged. And what I mean by that is giving employees the sense of autonomy and sense of ownership of the business or whatever they're working on by having them have a say in how they work, when they work, what priorities the company takes. So make sure that they are a stakeholder in the business. So making sure that your employees are engaged, making sure that they are measured on the correct metrics. And then finally, I would say making sure that they have the tools and they have the ability to succeed in what they do. Because if the employees are engaged, they're all in, but they discover they don't have the tools to do their jobs, I think that will literally turn them away. So if they have the right tools, they're measured correctly, and they feel engaged in front of the business, I think whether they work from home or work from the office, they will continue to remain a valuable asset to any company.
Mm-hmm. But adding new technology, look, on one hand, you know, even when you've come to the decision, can be potentially disruptive. And I believe that for a good number of SMEs as well, last 2 years have been really, really tough on them business-wise. When it comes to budgeting, and now with inflation and with the, you know, the geopolitical situation still not really resolved and you know, a whole host of other issues, I would think that investing in technology, you know, would not be something, or new technology, when they already have something that's kind of working, right? You know, you know, investing in new technology might not be a priority for them. So to these people, who are thinking, oh, I want to keep my money for something else, you know, that, that may be more pressing, or keep cash around, you know, that's safer? What would you say to them?
You know, it's hard to have advice that applies to all, you know. It really depends on, like you touched on the word cash. It's really how much do I have to play with? But if there's something I can reflect on in terms of the companies that we work with that we've seen succeed, it is the concept of experimentation. So instead of just saying, you know, I'm going to invest in this tool for all my employees, and it's going to cost me X dollars per month, and I just can't afford that. Let me look at a subset. Let me try with 5-10 employees. Have them try the tool, see if it works, see if it doesn't work, see how well it affects the business, see what returns I can get from that. See if this one tool can replace 2 or 3 other quote-unquote good enough tools and deliver better results and returns. And then that investment is no longer looked at as cost, but it's looked as an opportunity for me to grow, or an opportunity for me to optimize, or an opportunity for me to become more productive without having to increase the number of employees or invest in new technology. So it's hard to have a single answer, but I think this concept of experimentation, I think, would be the route I would advise any SME company to take.
Yeah, actually, what you said already made a lot of sense. And I believe that there's also a certain number of people out there who think that, oh, okay, new technology, and they have this in their head, this big package that costs like a lot of money. Now, Avaya has been in business for a really long time. Can I assume that you do have consultants who can help perhaps tailor solutions program packages that might be able to suit the needs, and also try and balance the budget issues that some of the smaller businesses may have?
Absolutely. So, I'm just going to touch on this most recent product that we launched. So if you look at Avaya's brand, I think a lot of smaller companies might think that it's more designed for a larger organization. But this most recent package we launched really can... I've known companies of only 3 or 4 employees that use it. And it sort of replaces a lot of consumer-grade product with one enterprise-grade solution that can start, if you're 5 users. But as you grow, you become a 20, 30, 50 people organization, you can still continue using the same tool, and it scales up as you go, and you only pay for what you use. So, yes, we do have a consultant to help. We have a lot of partners who work and have vertical expertise, so they can work with, commercial, work with maybe clinics and healthcare, pharmacies. You know, those tend to be the smaller SMEs that need those tools. And our products are priced to fit those kinds of environments.
Yes, so I think we have to emphasize that communication is not just important within the company, but it's also between company and, agencies or offices. Or companies that other businesses that can help these businesses.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sami Amuz, thank you so much for your time. It's been great talking to you.
Thank you for having me, Alyssa.
Thank
it was
you.
An absolute pleasure.
Thank you for
Thanks
sharing so candidly. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We've been speaking with Mr. Sami Amuz, VP of Asia Pacific and Japan at Avaya. I'm Alyssa Hyak for the Workday Afternoon, and you are with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.